Hello everyone, it is me, Saida, and in this episode I'll be talking about life living with chronic allergies and my asthma. I have been dealing with my allergies for a very, very long time, and it is very challenging, and sometimes it's overwhelming, and sometimes it can be a little bit scary as well, but I learned how to stay strong through it all and remain strong and brave and resilient through it all. And I learned how to use my voice to talk about it when I am struggling. And I also have a wonderful, wonderful medical team helping me. I have a wonderful allergist who helps me with my allergies and my asthma both. She makes sure I have all the treatments and medicines that I need. She also makes sure that I have everything that I need for when I go to school and travel. And she also helped me make sure that I have everything of medicine-wise and my EpiPens. And my primary care doctors are also wonderful to me. They make sure I have lots of excellent care in all areas. And I'm very thankful to have them help me and supporting me. And I learned how to handle myself, live with my chronic conditions. When I was younger, I didn't really know how to handle it. And I was always silent about it all the time. I was always kept to myself, living with it when I was with some of my friends. But I learned that I'd rather be open about it and talk about it freely and openly and strongly and powerfully, so I can help other people and bring awareness to these serious things and help educate people what it is like live with the asthma and allergies, because so many people who are struggling and don't have that much support. I feel by me being a disabled person, we need more recognition, because a lot of disabled people who have allergies don't really understand what they are going through. And there's not that much support and resources for disabled people who have allergies and asthma. It's a whole lot of services for those who are typical and non-disabled have allergies, but not that many for those who are disabled, and not too much support for disabled girls and women and older women who have allergies and asthma both. And I am using my voice to help raise awareness for these issues. And I also feel that we need more educational programs for people who are in college and universities, because a lot of them don't really know that much about allergies and the benefits of using EpiPens for when emergencies happen. And I make sure I have my EpiPen on me at all times. Another name for the EpiPen is Epinephrine, and that's the long-term name for it. The EpiPen definitely saves lives for people who go through anaphylaxis. Anaphylaxis is a very overwhelming thing to go through. It's very, very scary. I have went through anaphylaxis, and it's not a good feeling at all. And I learned how to get, thankful that I got through it and that I'm still here. A lot of people who have anaphylaxis have sadly died. And I feel that everybody, everywhere should have EpiPens. Airplanes should have EpiPens. The airport should have it. Movie theaters should have it. Amusement parks should have it. The trains should have it. And buses should have it as well. And also, amusement parks should definitely have it. And arenas, stadiums, everybody, everywhere should have it. Regardless, it can definitely save a life from someone who is having an anaphylaxis due to any type of allergic reaction. It should be more education stuff for those who have food allergies, drug allergies, and insect allergies, and environmental allergies such as mold and other stuff related. I myself have all of the above and I deal with every day. And I, oh, everywhere I go, I have my EpiPens, my fluid inhaler, and my albuterol inhaler and Benadryl and everything else so I can know how to help myself and take care of myself the best way I can do it. And I also am using my voice to help educate my school about allergies and asthma, because everybody should be able to feel safe and secured when they go to school and work and everywhere else live with asthma allergies, and that nobody should not feel scared to go somewhere living with these chronic conditions in life. And there are lots of wonderful resources. I am thankful I get help from the FAIR organization and the AAFA. They are both wonderful organizations, and I highly recommend it to everyone. There are lots of support groups on Facebook. You can give support group help in your communities or where you live and everywhere else. And I am thankful that I have help, and I want to use my voice and use all the tools and knowledge that I have to be able to help other people who are going through the same journey as me, or worse, or milder form of everything. But regardless, I want to be able to help everyone, everywhere, of all ages, backgrounds, disabled and non-disabled. Everybody needs help going, navigating life with these chronic conditions, and hopefully someday we can have a cure for all these allergies. Thanks for listening. Bye.